Book 4, Canto 3, page 369 to 370. The Call to the Quest. A morn that seemed a new creation's front, bringing a greater sunlight, happier skies, came burdened with a beauty moved and strange out of the changeless origin of things. An ancient longing struck again new roots. The air drank deep of unfulfilled desire. The high trees trembled with a wandering wind, like souls that quiver at the approach of joy, and in a bosom of green secrecy, forever of its one love note untired, a lyric coil cried among the leaves. Away from the terrestrial murmur turned, where transient calls and answers mix their flood, King Ashwapati listened through the ray to other sounds than meet the sense-formed ear. On a subtle interspace which rings our life, unlocked were the inner spirit's trance-closed doors. The inaudible strain in nature could be caught. Across this cyclic tramp of eager lives, across the deep urgency of present cares, Earth's wordless hymn to the ineffable arose from the silent heart of the cosmic void. He heard the voice repressed of unborn powers, murmuring behind the luminous bars of time. Again the mighty yearning raised its flame that asks a perfect life on earth for men and prays for certainty in the uncertain mind and shadowless bliss for suffering human hearts and truth embodied in an ignorant world and Godhead divinizing mortal forms. A word that leaped from some far sky of thought, admitted by the cowled receiving scribe, traversed the echoing passages of his brain and left its stamp on the recording cells. O force-compelled, fate-driven, earth-born race, O petty adventurers in an infinite world and prisoners of a dwarf humanity, how long will you tread the circling tracks of mind around your little self and petty things? But not for a changeless littleness were you meant. Not for vain repetition were you built. Out of the immortal substance you were made. Your actions can be swift, revealing steps. Your life a changeful mold for growing gods. A seer, a strong creator is within. The immaculate grandeur broods upon your days. Almighty powers are shut in nature's cells. A greater destiny waits you in your front. This transient earthly being, if he wills, can fit his acts to a transcendent scheme. He who now stares at the world with ignorant eyes, hardly from the inconscient night aroused, that look at images and not at truth, can fill those orbs with an immortal sight. Yet shall the Godhead grow within your hearts. You shall awake into the Spirit's air and feel the breaking walls of mortal mind, and hear the message which left life's heart dumb, and look through nature with sun-gazing lids, and blow your conch shells at the eternal's gate. Authors of earth's high change, to you it is given to cross the dangerous spaces of the soul, and touch the mighty mother stark awake, and meet the omnipotent in this house of flesh, and make of life the million-bodied one. The earth you tread is a border screened from heaven. The life you lead conceals the light you are.